for joining us for this week's chapter of Not in the Textbooks podcast, where we sit and chat about the nitty-gritty never discussed in any of your textbooks. I'm Tanja.
And I'm Audra.
But before we dig into today's chapter, let's clear up some business.
This podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only. The views within are our own or are our guests' own. They do not reflect our profession, their profession, or any entity with whom we may have connections for employment now, in the past, or even in the future. If you need medical attention, advice, or care, please seek your own personal medical practitioner, not our podcast.
We hope you enjoy.
Hi, Tanja.
Well, hello, Audra.
And how are you?
Fantastic.
That's good. I'm super freaking fantastic myself. We are two blind bitches today. I think that's what we should just call ourselves. Two blind bitches.
There you go. Yeah.
Me not as bad. You kind of a little bit. So how you feeling?
I feel like my eyes look.
Yeah, that's yep. Nice. Let's.
But it hasn't gone any further than that. So that's
a good thing.
That's the power of ice.
Yeah.
And that medicine that I take every 4 hours. One of the medicines I take every 4 hours. I have four medicines.
Is it keeping everything at bay as far as the pain managed okay?
As long as I take it and stay on top of it, yes. As long as I take it routinely. There is no as needed. If you wait till as needed, it's too late. Because as I was telling you earlier when we talked, I actually fell asleep. And what woke me up, because I overslept that 4 hour time frame.
Yeah.
By like an hour and a half. And what woke me up was me screaming. I shouldn't say screaming. I should say yelling. Oh my God, I fucking hurt. Oh my God, I fucking hurt.
Yep. I can imagine.
So I now have an alarm, and when it goes off, I do my routine. I alternate, yes, so that I stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Because that was the one and only time that it hurt as much as I had built up in my mind it was going to.
Okay. Well, that's good then. So it was less than what you anticipated, which is a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
As long as
you stay on top of it.
I stay on top of it. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So hit me with your good, bad, and ugly if you'd like.
Okay. My good is that I had my surgeries. And that's good.
Yes.
Get that out of the way so I can move on. Because then that means now I can move on to the next thing on my plate. My bad and my ugly are that I woke up. I took an unexpected nap on Monday.
Okay.
And I woke up right before the grandsons got off the bus.
Okay.
And the routine is they come in and they tell me, you know, how was their day and blah, blah, blah. And the first thing the youngest said to me was, "Nana, I see where your tooth is broken right there."
Oh, no.
I said, no. Nana's teeth aren't broken. Hell, I'm thinking to myself, hell, I just went to the dentist again on Thursday to finish this mouth up. We're done. And he said to me, "Yes, Nana, I can see your tooth where it's broken right there in your mouth. I have vision."
Oh, boy.
I said, "Oh." So I rubbed my tongue across the bottom of my teeth. And yeah, I thought I felt something, but, you know, not for sure. I go in. I look in the mirror. And yes.
Oh, yeah, a little chip. A little chippy chip.
My front tooth has a half moon chip out of the bottom of it. I am a teeth grinder, and I wear a guard at night. And had I known I was going to take a nap, I would have put it on.
Guard on, yep. Mm-hmm.
And this particular time, I didn't know I was going to take a nap, and here you have it. So I get another trip to see Dr. Matt right before I go on vacation with my aunt to Arkansas.
Okay.
And I did. They wanted to get me in on the 1st, and I thought that'd be great because I thought that was the same day as my surgery follow-up date.
No.
And it's not. My surgery follow-up date is Friday, the 2nd. And Dr. Matt doesn't work on Fridays. And I don't feel comfortable going the day before my follow-up while I still have sutures and all that in my eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he's working on my mouth. He doesn't lay on me or, you know, I just don't think that
is a good plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. So he's actually coming. I'm actually going to him the day Karen leaves to go back home, which is the day before I leave to go to Brookfield to get my aunt so we can take our trip to Arkansas. Yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah. A lot going on.
Got a lot going on. Yeah.
So that is pretty much my bad and ugly all wrapped up in one.
Mm-hmm. It sure is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan, come here. Say hello. Come here. Say hello.
No, Mom. You tell me to go away.
Well, I told you to be quiet. I told you to be quiet because Tanja was talking. Come here and say hello.
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 She says hello. So, how are you? Tell us you're good, bad, ugly.
Yeah, so Tanja, I just went to the Canadian County Fair Expo Center during CV Tech.
Oh, yes. How did that go?
How did it go?
Yeah, good. And I didn't go to the carnival.
That was his bad and ugly, is that he thought he was going to get to go to the carnival and ride rides, and they didn't. They just went to the expo center.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, it was sad. It was a sad day. Another good, you had volleyball, your first volleyball match.
Yes.
Yeah. Was it fun?
Yeah.
Anything else good happen this week?
Oh, yeah. So, I've been painting a birdhouse during CV Tech.
Oh, wow. What color are you painting it?
Well, I was choosing to make a primary and secondary stripe in thick color.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So the primary colors and secondary colors are striped all the way around the bird feeder?
No, it's a birdhouse.
I mean, birdhouse?
Yeah.
You gotta take your phone and take a picture of that next week.
The Canadian County Fair of the Expo Center will be closed.
Oh, was it there? You did it there?
Yes, I didn't take a picture.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. We can imagine it in our minds. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. Anything else you want to share?
No, thanks.
Okay. I love you. You go on. Okay.
If I need anything else, that's okay.
Okay. Okay, so my good is that I got my eyebrows and eyeliner done by Van, finally. That's been in the works for a while, so that's why I said we're two blind bitches, because I have just a slight bit of bruising on my left eyelid, and that's it. They feel a little puffy and swollen, but they'll be fine. He did a fantastic job.
So very excited about all that.
I wish you weren't just a blur and I could actually see to see that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I'm sorry to say,
it doesn't matter. You still can't see. It's just a blur. Yeah, I understand it.
Because I have ointment stuff.
Yeah, I have some
gummy,
on.
It's like gummy eyes.
Yeah. Well, the good thing about that, though, is when you go back for your follow-up and you get all that out, we're recording next week or the week after, it will be a completely healed and you'll actually get to see what it really looks like instead of it just so fresh, you know.
And I won't have that extra skin on my eye that hangs over. Mm-hmm. That really did make that, especially my left eye more than my right, makes them feel so heavy. So it's almost like I'm starting out with a partially closed eye.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, from what I've seen already, I have been pleased. I've held off putting most of the ointment in until after we're done recording, but I still, yeah, have the gummy eye and then the glare from the computer. I had no choice but then to cover it up with
sunglasses. Yep.
So I don't have my glasses on. And
can't see a damn
so
thing.
That like doubles the I can't see a damn thing.
I gotcha. So yeah, I got that done. That's my good. The other good is that I made it through the week and survived. It's been another bitch of a week. I don't know what's going on with the lunar phases, but it needs to fucking stop.
No kidding.
My bad and ugly is whatever's going on with the lunar phases. It needs to fucking stop. And that's pretty much it. That's all I can say on that. It's just been.
Yeah.
I had a stomach bug one day this week, and I thought, oh God, please don't let this stomach stuff be coming back. And it was just a bug. It was just a 24-hour puke twice, move on with your life kind of thing. But
well, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, if you got to have it, that's a good thing. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty much all I have on that. So. It's been a hell of a week. I don't know if you have a topic or don't have a topic.
I do not.
I saw that the week, the same day or week that we reversal of Roe v. Wade, that the Dodds hearing came down, that in Scotland they voted to give women free access to all menstrual products. So good for Scotland that at least someone in the world still cares about women and their needs. Oh, your mic's up on your head. There you go.
Yay for Scotland.
I know. I was like, well, we stripped rights here and they managed to make sure everyone in their country had access to products that, you know, women need.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I guess. I don't. What's their reasoning? That's supposed to make your menstrual cycle so much more pleasant because your products were free?
No. They just saw the need because there is a national and here there's a national and a worldwide need. And disparage for women. There are some women who cannot afford products. They can't afford menstrual products. They can't. They don't have access to them. In the world, there is an issue there.
Okay.
And Scotland went, oh, well, we can fix that and make sure that every woman in our country, you know, who has a menstrual period has access to those products. And they're free. They don't have to pay for them.
So kind of like Planned Parenthood with the free condoms.
Right. Like, just here, you can have them. Like your period's bad enough, you shouldn't have to pay for it.
Right,
too.
I get you. Okay, I missed a piece of that wasn't c- computing in my head, and I needed it broke down.
Ah, oh, you're good. You're on drugs. It's all good.
Yes, I am. Very good ones that if you don't eat at least a cracker or something with, oh, God.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Your body will repel them, literally.
Yep.
Repel.
They come right out. Mm-hmm.
They sure do come right back up. Mm-hmm.
They do. They do. So I did look up your person that we talked about last week with the IRS. He is a Republican senator or House of Representative or a representative in the House of Representatives. I'm not sure if he's in the Senate or the House. He is a congressman from the Commonwealth of Kentucky. And he even posted that the fact checkers were like, he made fun of it. Like, oh, I'm marking myself safe from the fact checkers. And like they had said that he had said things like that it was a recruiting video. And he said, I didn't say, oh, they said something along the lines of like, they were recruits. And he said, I didn't say they were recruits or that it was a recruiting video. It was like all this semantics BS and stuff, but he's an interesting character. I'll say that. He is part of the, he's the co-founder actually of the Second Amendment Committee. So he's a big gun rights advocate and he had some pretty interesting views on things. I'll say that about him. So, but the video is gone. I think Twitter and other social media platforms made him take it down due to,
okay,
you know, content wise or whatever. But I did look for it and I did look into him. So,
good.
That just trying to find it so I could see it. But because I don't like to make a judgment without seeing the sides of it, but you know, I couldn't find it. It looked like it got taken down. So that's pretty much the gist of it. Sorry that we're a couple of wild ladies here, but that's pretty much where we're at. I did see an interesting post this week from an educator and a developer of curriculum in nursing here in the great state of Oklahoma. Who, you know, because everybody's up in arms that God forbid somebody get their fucking student loan debt reduced or forgiven.
Yeah, everybody's seen those too.
Yeah, everybody's shitting themselves over it. But
people saying, you know, why should they have to pay taxes to pay off someone's student loans when they didn't go to college? Well, I guess for the same reason people are paying taxes to help provide food stamps and government aid for people who are low income when maybe you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth. I mean, it's all supposed to
fucking even
out, right? And really, still, again, we're not focused on the matters at hand. Those are smoke screens to get us away from what we should really be looking at and taking care of, in my opinion.
Well, and I mean, yeah, okay, we forgave some debt. I don't think it went far enough. And there's people that are like, well, I paid off my student loans. So the fuck did I. And I'm happy mm-hmm. that somebody else caught a break. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Yeah, I paid mine off too, and I'm glad.
Right.
And then I never took out another student loan after I paid those off, because that pain was enough for me to say I'm not doing that again. So for my daughter to catch a break, or her friends right. to catch a break, or a poor-ass fucking nursing student to catch a break, because you know they're not making any money. They're not making any money.
Right.
And right. and the cost of living is going up, and the cost of housing, and the cost of gas, and the cost of every fucking thing, and their rent is up, and their mortgages are up, and everything is up except their wages. And then they also are strapped with the burdens of those student loans. So I'm glad they're catching a break. Good. Fucking great.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm happy about that for all of the people that get to benefit from it. I wish it was more people. So, and the argument, the fallacy, of, you know, nurses and police officers are going to pay off student loans for doctors and lawyers is just ludicrous. Doctors and lawyers make more than the $125,000 threshold. So shut the fuck up. We're not paying theirs off. And you know what? Maybe we should be. Like, fucking maybe we should be. Like, maybe there are other countries in the world that have free universities. A college education doesn't get you what it used to. And it's...
No.
And it costs way too much. But the nursing...
Way too much, yep.
Yep. And the nursing director made a good point that we have a massive shortage. And, you know, 46% of nurses, I think I saw at some point, don't quote me on these statistics, but... It's some ridiculous amount are saying that they're going to leave the field, you know, 46%, just under 50%. Fletcher, hello. Fletcher says hello, everyone. Fletcher wants out. He's not going to get out, so he's going to keep talking. Fletcher, stop singing the song of your people. God. Anyway, some crazy amount of people are going to leave the nursing profession by the year 2023. They anticipate finding some other career path.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't surprise me. And then we have a regular nursing shortage that was anticipated to go through 2025 before the panini hit. And then we have, you know, not enough teachers, not enough students that were graduating to make up that difference. And her point was, like, maybe nursing school should be free. You know, maybe that barrier should be taken down so that we can get nurses in. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
It's a good point that, you know, we're going to have to do something, you know. So there was that. Anyway, that was pretty much all I had, except when we talk about what we're listening to. So I'll shift if you're ready to shift, because it can be a nice, short, sweet, and to the point chapter this week. What you listening to? The inside of your eyelids and snoring?
I have listened to the audiobook of Handmaid's Tale.
Ah, yes.
The last portion of the Testaments, because it's getting ready to come back. Yeah. On the series, we'll start again September 14th, I think.
Is it September? I thought it was June. Is it September? Oh, no, September.
It's September.
It's September. Mm-hmm. It's I September saw the trailer. 14th. Did you see the trailer?
No, I have not watched the trailer.
So good.
But, it's going to be so good.
So good.
And what else have I listened to? I've listened to some reggae, and that is really about it. There's been stuff on for noise, but just for exactly that, just noise. I haven't really allowed any of it in.
Mm-hmm.
My brain and body just wouldn't allow it.
I understand it completely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I totally get it.
So what are you listening to?
I finished my book that I was reading, and I can't think of the name of it, so it's just going to have to be what it is. You can go back last week and listen to the book that I was listening to. I finished it. I finished my Andrew Jackson biography, I think, a couple weeks ago, so I got a new one on Van Buren that I'm getting ready to start, and... Mm-hmm. I've started a couple of books, and I'm trying to decide which one I'm going to roll with. I have listened to True Crime Garage, Tell 'Em Steve Dave, and I also listened to the VPZD show, which is what I wanted to talk to you about. I found their conversation. I don't know which episode number it was, but it was on Omicron boosters, and they discussed it from a non-political, multifaceted, it was a very interesting conversation. I found it to be fascinating because it was finally a conversation about, did we screw up with the mandates And it was, mm-hmm. They had some great, like, back and forth conversation about, Vinay Prasad basically was saying, like, 'cause he's a data guy, you know, he wrote Malignancy.
Right.
He breaks down studies for a living. He looks at their structure,
their numbers and their structure, yeah,
how they were conducted. Was it a properly conducted, well done study? And is there true evidence here? Is there, you know, is there real evidence for, and that's what he wrote Malignancy about, is these drugs for cancer. Their studies are shite, you know, and these corporations are making billions of dollars on it. And, you know, we all know the outcomes empirically. Like, you can see how many people still die of cancer, yet they've got all these studies that say their drugs are great and can be used.
Right.
And so anyway, he is about the data. Show me the data and I'm good. Like, you know, give me mm-hmm. the data. So his argument about the mandates, which I found to be a fascinating, legitimate, well-rounded argument, was show me the data where the mandatories were necessary. And there isn't any.
Mm-hmm.
There legitimately isn't any. And I can understand the argument of, well, what about the community benefit? Well, it turns out, you know, there was none.
Right.
And he's like, you know, because, and it's like, well, people should be made to get it because it helps protect other people. Well, it turns out people that got the vaccine could get it and spread it without even being symptomatic. So
exactly.
It didn't,
without even knowing.
So it didn't help another person, which was the argument that I had at first. And the thought that I had at first was, well, you know, if you have heart disease, we don't come to your house and take your bacon out and take your salt out mm-hmm. and mandate that you, you know, do a 2% low sodium, low fat diet. Like, we don't mandate that. We don't check your groceries. We don't do, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. and then if you come in, we still take care of you. And that's just how that works, because
right.
the will to choose and do what you want to, we give you the information and hope you do the best and go forth. But ultimately it's your choice, you know? And so,
yeah,
but with this, it was like, yeah, but your choice impacts the spread potentially, you know? And yes, you'll have it does impact the burden on hospitalization, but looking at severe hospitalization or severe illness and hospitalization and death with BA5, BA6, Omicron, it's reduced. It's not a huge burden. And it is catchier, and it does break through the vaccines. So, and then Z-Dog made the point of, like, asking the question, just as devil's advocate kind of a thing. Well, what about, like, seatbelt laws? There's no community benefit there, but we mandate people wear seatbelts.
Yeah.
And so there's that, you know, like, for their own safety, you need to put on a seat. And, you know, and Vinay was like, yeah, sure, but it's not going to inject anything into you. It's not going to put anything into your personal body. It's not going to, you're not going to lose your job if you don't wear your seatbelt. You know what I'm saying? Like, the threshold
right.
is very, and he said, so when you look at implementing mandates and implementing doing things like that, you have to look at risk versus benefit. Okay. And I think I've been very clear on that. I'm very much for these vaccines as long as there's good data. But if given new information, and this was something that was new information for me to think about, and it's a really good point, is that if you have a situation where we're already in a healthcare crisis, we're already in a nursing shortage, and then, you know, when you look at doing these types of things, with vaccine mandates or, you know, anything that you mandate across the board, you have to look at risks versus benefit. Is the overall benefit of this worth the risk of mandating it to people?
Mandating it.
Like the flu shot for healthcare workers, when they mandate those for us, I understand it because we can, you know, we're vectors for the whole thing. I get it. I totally understand why certain institutions mandate that. I don't like it, but they do, and I understand it. And the risk is low for mandating it. You see what I'm saying? Like the risk of what's going to happen with people. Oh, you may have a few quit or whatever, but not in droves. Now you might have droves. So the risk, the benefit, it helps protect the community and blah, 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 blah. It reduces your risk of getting the flu most of the time, blah, 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 blah. Okay, fine. So your risk, your benefit outweighs the risk. But in this instance, did the mandate benefit outweigh the risk to what happened? Well, we did the best we could. And I don't blame anybody or fault anybody, but we didn't have the data, you know. And how do you get the data? I don't know. But that's another debate that we could have. But the benefit we were hoping was to end the spread. It didn't. And, you know, everybody can point fingers at everybody else. It's just, it is what it is. It didn't. And the risk that we felt, the ripple from that was people leaving in droves during a shortage we already had. So was the benefit worth the risk? I'm not sure that it was. You know, it was a good point. Right. It was a really, really good point. We didn't have the data for it. We mandated it anyway. Turns out we may have been wrong.
Yeah.
So, okay. You are on the struggle bus, sister. I can see it.
I know. I am.
Okay. All right. Well.
Sorry.
It's okay. We can revisit this another time. But I just thought it was a fascinating non-political argument just based off of science and data and a discussion that didn't involve a whole
and
bunch
it was
of...
where?
It was on the VP ZD show, the Vinay Prasad Z-Dog show. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a notification that he had a new episode. So that's probably it.
I think it was the one before that. It wasn't, I don't think it was this last episode. I think it was the one just before it. So,
but okay. I could still get to that one
through that.
But that's something I can listen to, tomorrow while I'm laying in bed, recouping.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you want to, we can go back and revisit it. But it was a fascinating freaking listen. I thought it was,
yeah, I want
to
listen to it.
Cause like I said, it wasn't
being a non-political view.
It was truly talking about the medical aspects, the medical impacts, the data that was available, and not, it didn't have a political bias to it. You know what I'm saying? And, and I mean, you know, Z-Dog's pretty open about, you know, his bias is essentially like mine. If it's been through the trials and it's safe and effective, go ahead and vaccinate.
Of course.
You know, go ahead and vaccinate.
Right. To see himself even turned around and changed his view and then explained why he changed his view
on mandates and things like that. Yeah. So it was a really good conversation, and the way that VP, you know, Vinay Prasad brought up the data itself and the breakthrough cases. It was just, I was like, you know what? He's freaking right. He's freaking right about it. You know, that we may have, but there was a lot that we didn't science out. We missed a lot of science opportunities, you know, masks and all of the things that we could have been sciencing shit out of. And we just missed the boat on it. You know, we just screwed the pooch, and, we will probably all suffer for that later down the road, but that's another,
of course we will.
Another story, another day. So
yes.
Okay, guys, she is fading fast, so we will see you guys in the stacks next week.
Next week.
I want to take a minute to thank you for listening, sharing, and engaging with us, subscribing, and following our social media pages.
Your feedback is invaluable to us. It helps us to know the stories and chapters to seek out. It helps to make us better, and we can't tell you how much that means to us.
You can find links to all of our social media pages and everywhere we can be streamed on our Flow page.
That's www.flow.page/notinthetextbookspodcast.
If you have a second, please go to Apple Podcasts to rate and review us.
5-star, please.
It really does help out the show. Remember, we're in the middle of figuring out the crazy stories of our lives, so create a little kindness.
Show some love and compassion, and if you can't because your chapter is just too hard right now, we're here for you and we're rooting for you, so
just keep going.
We hope to see you back here in the stacks digging up some stories and chapters for next week.